Hello, I'm Reverend Corey Jones, and I serve as senior pastor here at Pasadena Community Church in St. Pete. And it's a joy for me to share this devotion with you this morning on grace and putting our whole trust in God's grace. So a little over 20 years ago, I was working in my first job as a cashier at Winn-Dixie. And a lot of times there was late nights where we would have to restock the shelves with what was left over at our register. And so this particular night we were doing so, and I ended up finding a checkbook. And so I went to return the checkbook to management, and as I walked into the back office, I stopped. A couple days later, two of my friends who were former employees of the store, they came through my line and bought about almost $9 worth of stuff. And they paid using the last check that was in that checkbook. And they wrote the check for $300. And so I gave them $291 back in change, and we split it three ways. We had a great time at homecoming. A few weeks later, the general manager called me into his office and began to gently interrogate me about the check. At first I denied, and eventually I confessed. Well, as you can imagine, I lost my job that day as a cashier. And rightly so. I broke the law, I broke the rules, even their trust. Well, how much more have we all broken God's rules, God's laws? As we read, of course, in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But there's good news, because if we just keep reading the very next verses, we are all justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. And so if we believe this, if we truly believe this in our hearts, confess it with our mouths, then Paul tells us over in Ephesians, our verses for today, Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And this grace is something, yes, to be trusted in our relationship before God, but that grace has been with us long before that. And so God's grace works first as prevenient grace, a grace that is ever present in the world and in our lives, wooing us, calling us to God to recognize God's love. And that's long before we recognize it, can appreciate it, respond to it. It's what God does on us, bringing us to a place where we understand God's acceptance of us. When we come to that place where we accept God's acceptance of us, we profess faith in Jesus Christ, so we are justified. It's what God does for us. And in that moment, our Christian journey begins, and God's sanctifying grace then works in us, helping us to grow in our love for God, love for neighbor, of course, through the works of piety, the works of mercy. And we continue this growth for the rest of our Christian journey, possibly reaching a perfecting grace. Not to say that we're perfect and completely sinless, but we are then motivated and ruled by this holy love of God. This is what God does through us. And so God's grace works for us, or on us, for us, in us, and through us. And I believe this is the type of grace that I received that day. You see, Mr. Richardson, he didn't fire me. He didn't tell the authorities. I lost my job as a cashier, but he simply moved me to the stock department. That's grace. That's God's grace working through him. And it's a grace now that motivates me to pay it forward, to extend that same love, grace, and mercy that I too have received. That's how God's grace works through us. Let's pray. Gracious and holy God, we thank you for who you are, and we thank you that you are always searching for us with your love, with your mercy, with your grace. We thank you, Lord, that we have an opportunity to respond to it with a yes in the moment and with a yes for the rest of our lives. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Peace.